Hello, everyone, and welcome to episode 78, already 78 of these, huh, of the NZXT Clubcast, the official podcast of the NZXT community. Can't talk today. This podcast is recorded live every Thursday at 10 a.m. Pacific Standard Time on the official NZXT Discord server and maybe Twitch sometimes, and is available to stream on demand on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, and SoundCloud. So don't forget, guys, put on your dancing shoes, you little swine. My name is Dennis, and with me is no one. I'm actually alone today. Ivan's taking a break. He's working on some important stuff. We were on a great streak. We were on a three week streak with Ivan, and he's fortunately unavailable right now. So you know, we're chilling right now. We're hanging out. Yeah, my name is Dennis. What's up with the social media team here at NZXT / community team? So I'm in the community team umbrella under the social media bucket of NZXT. So hi, feel free to ask us whatever you want today. We're just hanging out for about an hour, chilling, maxing, relaxing, all cool. I feel like I say that every single week. So hello to everybody on Discord. Hello to everybody on Twitch who's watching on the side there. For those who want to join the Steam gift card giveaway, it is available on our Discord, discord.gg/NZXT. Feel free to hang out there and just say hi. Hello, Funcase. How you doing, man? Nice to see you in Twitch. How you been? How's everything? How is the how has COVID-19 been for you as a DJ? I know, and it's got to be rough on performers. It can't be easy. I know, like, a lot of people are like hopping on Twitch and other platforms and whatnot to kind of get their content out there. Fish tacos one day, dude. I know the fish tacos at Taco Nazo were chef's kiss, amazing. Is Ivan excluding you from the top secret information? No, Ivan's actually working on stuff that he should be working on so that I could do more of my job. That's kind of his role now. That's what we're doing. Are you streaming your voice at 1080p 60 with 6K bit rate? Yeah, of course. Why wouldn't I? This is the cleanest you'll ever hear my voice, aside from being right next to me. Been quiet, man. No shows for an entire year. Twitch streaming only at the moment. Yeah, that's what I figured. That's how a lot of people are doing. So yeah, we're just hanging out. Just chilling. Steam gift cards on the Gleam on Discord. Join up, say hi. Your starter PC Plus arrives this Saturday. Nice, man. Thanks. I plan on eventually ordering myself a streaming PC. It's a great price. I just can't afford it right now, but I will get it. That is awesome to hear. Thank you very much for your support. Recorded at like 8 a.m. No, man. We're recording at 10 a.m. Pacific Standard Time on the official NZXT Discord server. discord.gg/NZXT. That again is discord.gg/NZXT. Dig the new 3060 BLD pricing. It's just MSRP. We just charge MSRP. There really isn't anything fancy. We're not doing anything different other than just selling things at MSRP like we always have been and always will do. We will never stray from that pricing model because it's it makes sense, right? Like, Why would we charge you guys more for something that we paid, whatever the distribution fees or whatever? I don't know. I don't work on that side of the team. I'm not on the operations / logistics team. I'm on the meme team. So let's see here. What else you guys are saying? Prove it's not pre-recorded. You tell me. MSRP. Yeah, this is what I know that the situation with hardware is very difficult right now. It's definitely not fun. It's not fun for you. It's not fun for me. It's not fun for anybody. Because when we don't have stuff in stock, when no one has stuff in stock, then, you know, people instantly rush to Twitter and Facebook and Instagram and like, yo, why don't you have blah, 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 blah. I'm like, well, no one does. What will NZXT do with the H1 case problem? Well, I'm glad you asked. That's actually a very, very good question. All the information for the H1 is actually on the H1 safety page, which we linked numerous times everywhere. We have sent out the nylon screws. We are also started to send out the initial batch of the PCIe Gen 3 riser. So go to that website if you have an H1 and request a repair kit to get that going. We're replacing, we're sending risers and sending nylon screws to everybody, no matter where you're at. Give us time to get them shipped out. I know that shipping is kind of wonky right now. I love you, company. Thanks, man. No problem. Let's see what we got here. HQ tour when? I can't even go to HQ, so you won't get a tour until I can get there. What PC do I use? I think I answered this like 20 episodes ago. You should go listen to 77 of our past episodes to find out where the find out my specs for my personal build. I'm actually looking into getting an H1 myself, no lie. I want to build like a little mini studio here in my house so I can record in perfect silence and calm. And part of the plan is actually grabbing an H1. So once we replace the risers and those, I'm actually going to request one so I can get one. I still think it's a really amazing case. I still love the case. I still want one. I should have got one in the past, but yeah. Has HQ changed much since I've been? Did you guys move warehouses? No, we're still in the same spot. Though the entire office has been taken over by builders because all the office workers are at home right now, for the most part. If you can work from home, you're required / highly encouraged to work from home. I can come in if I want, but I got to get tested. We do testing every week, and then they also need to get my temperature checked and to get a little sticker before I walk in. I used to walk in every now and then, but I decided it's just safer to stay home, you know. Not that I'm going anywhere or that I'm like potentially dangerous or anything like that, but it just makes sense, right? Like if I can stay home, I'm going to stay home. There's no reason for me to go anywhere. NZXT definitely has great products. Like I said, still using the cooler, even though it's a copy of the standard Ace Tech cooler from over 3 years ago. Yeah, I mean, you know, a lot of manufacturers use the Ace Tech pump. The difference will be the other like features that we add into it, right? So for example, on the Z73 or the X63 or X73, we have the RGB lanes, fan controlling on the Z series, the LCD array, the RGB lighting and stuff. So, you know, that's where we differentiate ourselves. let's see here. What else you guys got going on? Nick Merckx, yes or no? I like Nick Merckx. He's a cool dude. He's a good guy. Funny streamer, great Call of Duty player. I think he used to be a good Fortnite player. I don't know. I don't really watch Fortnite. How much better is Discord podcast chat or the Twitch podcast chat? Let's not start any fights, Alan. Let's not start any arguments here. let's keep it cool. Let's keep it chill. When do we get Hope / B on the podcast? Super soon. We're planning on getting B in very soon. She's just very busy with customer service stuff, you know. We gotta make sure that all of our CS agents are doing their best. Team Godzilla or Team King Kong? I did answer this 2 podcasts ago. It goes into episode 76. Yeah, we're just hanging out, guys. Just chilling. New 3060s launched today. 3060 is not the TI, right? Just regular 3060, I believe. Very exciting stuff. I heard we got a decent amount of them, so I think people are pretty excited to get some builds with a nice card in there. 3060 is going to be a good card. I think people are really going to like that one. Things going to do very well for a lot of gamers who are looking to get some gaming in on a brand new RTX card. It's not going to break the bank. I'm still waiting on a 3070 myself, but I mean, there's no rush for me. I've got a 2070 Super, and the performance increase from the 2070 Super to the 3070 isn't like so crazy that I have to have the card now. You know, so definitely, you know, I'm definitely fine waiting on it. I have no worries. We're just chilling. What do you think of these prices? Same as the 3060 Ti. Let me see here. $629, $599. I don't know, man. I don't know anything about euros. You're asking the wrong guy here. I'm so like US centric, I can't even like think. What I do to get a job at NZXT? NZXT.com/careers. Easy peasy. Still using the 1080 Ti other than RTX, have no reason to upgrade yet. Exactly. You know, yeah, for sure. Like that's still a really capable card. This really, there honestly are very little reasons to upgrade unless you're trying to get into like, you know, AAA games that are unoptimized, right? That require like a lot of extra juice just to get running on like medium to high settings. And even then, you know, you can turn down a lot of settings, like a lot of superfluous stuff, like anti-aliasing, you know, shadow rendering, stuff like that. All those little like nice fun things just kind of add some flair to the game. That add like a little bit of pizzazz. You can always just turn down and turn off, and you're perfectly good. COD day one releases, or like, you know, any AAA release, right? You know, it's not unique to just that type of game. A lot of games come out with a little bit of wonkiness. Pancakes or waffles? So here's the thing. Regular pancakes, just from like any regular like diner, are low tier. And I'll tell you why. Because they're way too thick, they're way too fluffy, and they soak up way too much syrup. And you just always like slapping it on there. It's too much effort, too much work, right? Waffles have like the little square divots, right? The little holders for your syrup, which makes them better. So every time you make a little slice, it just oozes out everywhere. It's amazing. Unless you're talking about crepes. Crepes really aren't pancakes, but they're kind of in the same family, right? What do you think about Genshin Impact? Genshin's cool. I haven't played in a little bit, right? But I've been looking for another gacha game to play on mobile because I like Genshin a lot, right? It's really fun. But when I think about a game I want to play on PC, I'm thinking about games that really offer like super unique experiences. And I don't think Genshin is that kind of game. Genshin's cool, don't get me wrong. There's a lot to do. There's definitely been times where I just, you know, run up the game and then I'm sitting there for like 3 hours and I don't know where my time went, but now like I'm a little bit stronger. But like if I'm playing on PC, I'm playing Apex, right, to grind the battle pass. I'm playing Hunt Showdown so I can grind my brain into 2 brain cells. You know, I'm playing maybe like a cool indie game, right? Genshin, I like on PC. I do not like Genshin on mobile because I don't like the pretending my touchscreen is like a thumb pad. It doesn't feel right. It feels weird. My hand cramps, right? I'm getting old now. You know, I can't do the same thing anymore. So my go-to game right now on mobile is Epic 7. And I just started Arknights last night. And I think I like it a lot. Let's pop over to Twitch chat, see what people are talking about here. How do people have GPUs to put into pre-builds, but there aren't GPUs available to straight up buy? Yeah, pretty much what Llama Bean said, right? They buy in bulk from distributors. So, you know, like we have deals, you know, with NVIDIA and NVIDIA distributors to get video cards in like a certain allotment, right? We like order them ahead of time, right? You're very modest here. We make deals ahead of time to get, you know, X amount of allotment for however long we need to get the cards. So obviously, you know, it's one of those things where if they're going to a retail store, you're competing with literally a million people who want to grab the same video card, right? It's not like people aren't getting video cards. It's just everybody wants them right now. They're difficult to get. What are your views on the hash limiter /CMP card initiative by NVIDIA? I can't honestly give too much of my personal opinion because I do represent the company like NZXT, and we do work with NVIDIA very closely. But I think their solution to making, cause I think they're also making cards that are specifically designed for mining, right? I think that's like what part of that plan is. I think that makes sense a lot, right? To like optimize cards for a certain use case. They do it for servers. They do it for different types of, workloads. So I think it makes sense, right? Same thing with like Intel, right? Intel will make processors designed for like server loads and, you know, for, I don't know, you know, server farms or whatever. So to me, it makes sense. I am of the personal mind that I like doing what I want to do with my own product. But if they're also providing another way for you to do this, that's not going to like, you know, hurt regular gaming consumers. I think it makes sense for now. It's interesting. CMP, the mining cards. Yeah. Right. So like, if it was just, we're just going to limit the cards, then I'd be like, well, you know, people are buying them. You know, you can't really tell someone what to do. Obviously, people get into like the really slippery slope. Oh, so you're telling me that, you know, this is the Fortnite card, right? I can only play Fortnite on it. If I want to play Apex, I have to buy the other card. That's not going to happen, right? People getting too crazy about it. But I think ultimately it's a good call. I want a video card. Give me a card. Do you think it'll help a stock? I hope it does. I think that's the idea, is that it helps the stock, right? If it doesn't, then, you know, he can't really help you with that. Let's see what else you got going on. Which computer component is more crucial when it comes to high-end video editing, CPU or GPU? I have 32 gigabytes of RAM, and I think it's good there. If you're editing video, I would say probably your CPU, because I'm not sure if there's a like an encoder or process available that's designed for video editing the same way that like NVIDIA has made the NVIDIA encoder for like streaming. But I'm not an expert on that stuff. So I don't edit videos. I'm not a content creator. I don't work in content marketing. It's a very funny thing, because a lot of people will tell you for a job in social media, you have to do content creation. You have to do analytics. You have to do search engine optimization, you know, apart from also doing social media, which to me is ridiculous because that's like 20 jobs, right? Creating content is one job, right? Doing, search engine optimization and analytics and marketing and like ad buys is another job, right? We have a person, Mike Newton, who literally just does like the ad stuff. And this guy's a wizard. He's like super big brain, smartest guy in the world that I know, right? And that's all that he does. He just figures out the best way to place ads to get them to the right people so they can get the right information for the stuff that they want to buy. I can't do that. I don't have enough brain cells for that. First time I heard people drag it all the way out that far. Oh, the Fortnite thing? Yeah, well, like, you know, obviously it's not going to happen. That's like the most ridiculous idea in the world, right? But, you know, people can make that claim that that's like where it could potentially lead to, you know. I am personally in the right to repair boat, right? You should be able to do whatever you want with your own products, right? Warranty issues aside, you should be able to touch and mess with your stuff as much as you want, right? Because it's yours and you bought it. That's the way I see it. But at the same time, I want video cards, and, you know, mining is whatever to me. Mining doesn't provide a service to me, so it doesn't, you know, I'm not going to advocate for people. Do you plan on switching the graphics card on the starter PC? We plan on making iterative changes over time, but I can't tell you what the changes are going to be or when they're going to happen. I don't even know what's in the starter PC right now, off the top of my head. I should know, but I just look at the website. Why keep information in brain when you can just look at the website? Let's see here. Do some live customer servicing, even though I'm not on the customer service team. It is rocking. The starter has a 1050 Ti, and the plus has a 1660 Super, and then the pro has a 5700 XT. Not bad. It's pretty good cards. I like them. You don't even know it's my job. Yeah, exactly. And especially right now, right? Like the parts in those PCs used to be a little bit more consistent because cards were readily available, right? But now, obviously, you know, because of what's going on with supply chain and pandemic, you know, we're putting in what we can, but we're not compromising on performance, right? So if we do swap out parts, expect us to also swap out what the expectations are for those. So like right now, it says FPS pending for Modern Warfare, Fortnite, and Siege on the starter with 1050 Ti, but it should still be a pretty good card. It should still work fine. We don't want to compromise on performance, but we do need to have something to sell to people, right? A lot of refreshes. Yep, a ridiculous amount of refreshes. Everyone's having trouble getting stuff. Will your streaming PC be good for both streaming and gaming simultaneously? And what will the frames hit on Warzone? So right now, if you look at our website, it says you'll be able to get 67 frames on Warzone. Now, keep in mind that we test our computers at the highest possible settings. So you'll probably get some more performance if you bump it down to medium, like probably jump up. There's a couple of settings in COD that I've noticed myself that once I turn them down, my FPS jumps up by 20, 30, 40, right? but I haven't checked that in a little bit. And I think they have made a good number of optimization passes on that thing. As for streaming and gaming at the same time, if you're doing like at 720, you should be okay. But the thing is, there's so many things that factor into place, like, you know, what overlays do you have? You know, what do you have running in the background? What bit rate are you streaming at? You know, what resolution are you streaming at? So there's a lot of things that can really affect streaming performance. So, you know, that's something you might have to do a little bit more research on your own, if you want to get that info. Okay, let's see here. Let's pop into Discord. What are y'all talking about? Let's see here. Q, if you must eat the same food every day, what will it be? Spaghetti. Spaghetti with meat sauce. I don't even care about meatballs. I just want the meat sauce. Will you ever make a motherboard that looks cool with the rest of the NZXT parts? I think we do. Unless what you're saying is that the motherboard doesn't look cool with the other parts, in which case, I don't know. I can't tell you anything about that. Let's see what we got pinned here. For the pinners in Discord, would you also unpin as well as we answer the questions? Thank you. Will the NZXT beanie ever be available? No, that's employees only right now. How do you feel about the Overwatch 2 drama? I'm not aware what drama there is in Overwatch 2, so you'll maybe have to explain to me with some more context what drama you're talking about. 67 on high isn't too bad. I mean, 67 on high is pretty good for Modern Warfare. that game's beefy. That's a good looking game. You know, that's definitely not a sleeper game. That's definitely something that you need some extra power for. Someone said something here about 144 hertz, and I'm curious what that question was. I'm gonna scroll up a little bit through the chat. This is a lot to keep up. Streaming is hard. Let's see here. You can render through NVENC, but won't fully render without CPU. Exactly. Yeah. Turtle Verified's got it. With that little crown. How many hours a day do you game? It depends. 144 hertz, good for Fortnite, they said. I mean, 144 hertz for any game is really good. You know, the more refreshes rates you get, the more smoother it'll be. That's 100% a word. Any plans on making an AMD motherboard? You can listen to the previous 67 episodes to find out information about our motherboards. But for now, we're just sticking with Intel. Making motherboards is not easy. Now the NZXT has made a motherboard as well. Can we expect more components in the future? Well, yeah, we're always thinking about something, you know. We don't sleep. We don't just sit there going, huh. We just put stuff out. What are we gonna do? Nothing. And then we just walk away, right? Like there's always plans. There's, you know, roadmaps, there's concepts being drawn out, there's us trying to figure out what's the best way we can make them, what value we can add, what, you know, features we can stuff in there to make it a better experience for builders and for both gamers. Like, for example, the Z490. Is it Z490 motherboard? Did I say that correctly? Probably blanking on the name. You know, we added support for, you know, third-party RGB accessories. We have, you know, NZXT RGB accessory lanes in there. We have a butt ton of USB 2.0 stuff. You know, there's a lot of things that we add in there that other boards don't have that make it valuable. Not just for regular gamers, but especially if you're already part of like the NZXT ecosystem of like products. When will the Pro be back on sale? Soon, TM. I have no idea. When we get parts to put in the computers, that's when they'll be back. How do y'all nail the aesthetic every time? Every time I see an NZXT part, I can tell it's one. What's the key to the recognizability? So Johnny Shin and I believe Sean Borski now are working on this. They have what's called the Design Bible, which is basically this big book. And it's like a printed bound, like legit book, almost like a coffee table. I've seen it. It's cool. That has like all the bits and pieces, all the DNA of what a NZXT product should do, how it should perform, and how it should look. I can't show you what that is. A lot of companies have these, right? If you ever worked in like animation or know people who work in animation, you can ask them if they're working on like a project, like example, The Simpsons, right? The Simpsons has a design Bible where they spell out, you know, when you draw something, draw it like this. When you draw it like that, right? Don't do this, don't do that. It's really interesting. because, you know, eventually there'll be a time where maybe Shin, Johnny have to retire and NXT still growing strong, right? And, you know, the next generation of NXT industrial designers want to design a product and they go, okay, how should it look? How should it perform, right? How should it do the things that it's supposed to do? You know, they crack open that Bible, they look at it, they learn from it, and they take from that, and then they, you know, and then they put it in there. Release answered. I answered Pancakes, I answered Genshin. What I've been playing the most has been Apex and Cold War Zombies, actually. I'm playing Zombies. It's just a fun game, you know, just run around and shoot zombies all day. Have you tried the Kit Kat Senses? I have not. What do you think about Apex? It's fun, but it's frustrating. When will we get a full NZXT grid F1 race? I have no idea what any of those words mean. Is RTX more important or raw GPU power more important? Those are two completely different things. So that's kind of a hard question to answer for you. But I would say that RTX is great. It looks cool. In certain games, I'm down for it. In multiplayer games, I would not be down for it because just of the performance hit. I think as they continue to iterate on RTX and, you know, work on their APIs and work on their, you know, uses of it. I'm using a lot of big words and I'm not sure if I'm really using them the correct way. I think RTX would be very invaluable. Just like the technology itself is really, really cool, right? Ray tracing is nothing new, but I think the way that NVIDIA is like, marketing it and they're implementing it and they're partnering to get these features in the game, or in the games, is really, really cool. I just, you know, I have a certain set of standards for my personal performance, you know, in terms of, you know, like refresh rate or resolution versus FPS. And I like to stay in that window. If I leave that window, I'll turn some settings down. And I think right now, you can't really argue that RTX, you know, does take a hit, right? Does hit your performance a little bit. But for games like Cyberpunk, right, where it's like single player, I'll just leave it on because I'm not being competitive, right? I'm not gonna, you know, die because my FPS dropped a little bit. Game looks dope. let's see here. Dan, when are you getting back into streaming? I don't know. Let's see here. I much appreciate it where your warehouse gives me a 3080 instead of a 3070. You're welcome. You know, we do what we can and take care of our customers. Who do you mean in Apex? I don't mean in Apex. But right now I'm playing a lot of Rampart, a lot of Jibby, and a lot of Watson because I think she's super cute. How many employees do you have at the time working custom built order PCs? I have no idea. It's a lot though. We have a lot of people. And we have a lot of orders all the time. More like, let's see what else. Stock shortages. Earth is currently going through a pandemic. This is true. Yeah. If you guys may not have heard the news, we are currently going through a pandemic. Secret Lab chair got here yesterday. Nice. I have an old, well, actually, no, I don't have an old DX Racer anymore. I got rid of that chair. I have a Hibata. Who's better at COD? You or Kenneth? Probably Kenneth. I haven't played COD in forever. So I'm going to ask another question here. On my PC, how long until it ships? It's been 2 weeks. I bought the streaming PC. Is there a delay right now? Look at your order confirmation, and that should give you the estimated date. If you're past that estimated date, then contact support, and they can help you. But if you're not past that estimated date, just wait a little bit longer. That's really pretty much it. We are on a 2 week lead time. So when you order your computer, it's 2 weeks from that date, not counting weekends. Last I heard, when it bugged B and the rest of customer service, weekends don't count as business days. What's your preferred / favorite NZXT case? My first love will always be the H440 because that was my first NZXT case, and that was the first time that I recognized NZXT as like leaders in like design, right? Because it was like, I think the H440 was the first case that did not include a 5 1/4 inch bay for a CD or DVD tray or whatever, you know, whatever CD DVD tray thingy, whatever in front of your computer. And I was like, drive, thank you, drive. And I was like, that's actually really, really smart. Like I almost never use CDs anymore, right? I've already installed Windows with the USB drive, you know, I've done booting through USB with like, you know, Linux and Ubuntu, whatnot. You know, it just makes sense to not have like a hole in front of my computer, because one of the problems is that I would always like accidentally punch one of those dumb drive bay holes, and I would just have like this giant like square in my computer that didn't sat there and did nothing. That was my first one. But I'll say my favorite case right now is my 510 Elite. I love my Elite. It's a really great, really great case. It looks awesome. Let's see here. People spam Marino in the chat right now. Let's see what else you got here. Your H500 got too small. Did you like sit on it or something? How many poochies do we have? I think I have like four or five poochies, and I have a poochie mama, a big one. It's a big black poochie mama. There's a photo of it somewhere going around the internet. Should probably take a picture of it and put and post it on. I think I took a picture with it once next to Wumpus for social the other day, but I don't know how long that was. B's Twitter. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. There we go. Check B Peach's Twitter. you're not allowed to look at it unless you give her a follow. Is it okay to run your Kraken on performance mode 24/7? Yeah, it's fine. Just make sure you dust it out every now and then. For the giveaway, when are you going to announce the winners? They will be announced on Discord, because that's where we posted the giveaway link for the Gleam. It's in the podcast channel, and then it's pinned. It's like the third pin in there. You got to do a little bit of work if you want to get to it. Good job. Everyone should follow Bea Peach. Don't tag her, though. She yells at me whenever I tell people to tag her on Discord, because she's busy working right now. She's going to yell at me. Bea Peach is one of our admins and crack customer service agent, and also the mascot, the face of the company. She's going to be in all of our videos. There you go. Yeah, it's a big old poochie. Let's see here. Now y'all just linking her stuff now. So yeah, here's a question. What are you guys playing right now? Huh? What games are you digging? Can you be in the podcast next month? Yes, you can be. You definitely can. We want you in the podcast. We have actually a lot of questions here. Well, we have Johnny on the podcast. That is the plan, is to get Johnny one of these days. But believe it or not, Johnny's actually kind of a shy guy. So it's going to be kind of hard to get him on there. Do you think the Kraken keyboard is overrated? I have no idea what that looks like. Show me a photo. What's your opinion on Valorant? Not for me. Valorant's cool. I have no problem with it. But if I want to play CS, I'll play CS. If I want to play a hero shooter, I'll play like Overwatch. Personally, I don't know. It's not a game for me. Will you race in the next F1 game night? I cannot. I'm busy. Do you think people who use the 30 series for mining are bad? No, I don't think they're bad. I think with the evolution of computing and cryptocurrency, right, people use things in ways that they weren't intended for, and I think that's perfectly okay. It sucks that people do buy up a bunch of cards just to mine, right? But I mean, at the same time, people buy cars to race, right? And cars really aren't meant to race, right? Like no one at Honda is saying, buy this Civic, tune it up, and race it on the streets of Anaheim, California, where I live. Right. But they do. And as long as it's not hurting anybody, which, obviously racing is pretty dangerous. I have no problem with it. I think it's not really an issue of mining. It's just an issue of supply. This all happened it's like a perfect storm of no one can get a video card. What's your full name? Don't worry about it. What do you prefer, high res or high refresh rate in gaming? Yes. Pretty much that. Yeah, that keyboard looks interesting. Actually, it just looks like a regular keyboard. I don't know what's so special about this keyboard. Kraken keyboard just looks interesting. Opinions of Bloodhound, he cool. What's happening with the NZXT headphones? That's a great question. And if you go to our website, nzxt.com, let me click on there, and you click on the audio section, there will be a little page that says audio will return. Quick second. let me get ready. Hold up. We're gonna do a live rendition here. That's not it. Just a quick minute here. Gotta pull this up. audio will return. Commitment to quality is important at NZXT. We have an amazing community that holds us accountable if we stray from that commitment. In late September 2019, the NZXT Air, headset, stand, and mixer were not living up to the quality standards that we strive for. We've decided to go back to the drawing board to make them even better. The good news is, we partnered with a new manufacturer that has taken on our audio product line and shares our passion for creating high-quality products. No compromises. As of today, we are officially canceling the currently announced line of audio products. We're hard at work on a new audio line and will share more with you in our pursuit for perfection. Thank you for your continued support and patience. Following through on what we promise is critical to us. We promise to deliver an amazing audio experience and we look forward to sharing updates with you along the way. So yeah, it's on hold for now. TLDR. As it says there, you know, the current audio line was not up to our standards. We could not in good conscience release it in that state. So we're going kind of what does it say here? I don't want to say the wrong thing. Going back to the drawing board to make it even better. So I don't know what that better looks like. I've not had a chance to speak with the audio team. I don't really want to speak to the audio team because I want them to just work on what they got to work on and not waste time speaking to me, right? So yeah. is there a podcast text channel on Discord? There is. There is. It's called Podcast. You should be able to see it. Also, I just screwed up and now I lost my chat. Whatever questions people asked in the past 2 minutes, I lost. I live in San Francisco. Do you have jobs there? Check out our job board website, nzxt.com/support. How much does the headphones sell for? Don't know until they're out. NZXTX Raycon. Let's go. I want those Raycon souls, dude. That'd be awesome. NZXTX Soulja Boy, the Soulja phones or what would a NZXT Soulja Boy collaborative headphones sound like? I'm going to take a sip of coffee while you guys figure this out for me. Let's go. The NZXT U, right? Hold up. Okay, now we gotta do this. Crank that. Okay, here we go. Introducing the new NZXT Soulja Boy headphones. Perfect sonic clarity. High quality microphone to spit all those bars. And then something like that, right? And then Soulja Boy comes out and he endorses the product and then talks about it on a stream. Someone will clip this and take it out of context. That'd be great. Imagine that. That'd be really funny if he saw that. But yeah, DMCA time. I don't know. Can they DMCA for 5 seconds of a instrumental that doesn't even sound like it's like a whacked out instrumental. This is from Instrumental Center. This guy made it. I wonder what the legality is of making instrumentals actually that aren't yours. Somebody's record that audio and make a fake vid ad for it. Do it. Let's see here. We have PS5 and stuff, but where's PC2? It's hiding. NZXT2. Thoughts on HP buying HyperX? I don't know. It makes sense, right? I don't think the Omen HP brand is strong enough with most people for them to really keep it. What I'm really curious with, about is how they're going to handle the branding of the whole thing, right? Because Corsair bought Elgato, they bought Origin PC, they bought Scuf Gaming, I forget who else they bought. They just buy a bunch of companies, but they don't mix the brands, right? It's not the Corsair HD60 or the Corsair Wave 3. It's the Elgato Wave 3. It's the Elgato Keylight, right? Same with all their other sub brands. I'm curious if HP is going to do that or if HP is going to like separate it, right? And, you know, have it be, you know, here's HyperX under HP, but it's still called HyperX. I want to keep that branding. I think HyperX has the better branding. I think people like HyperX more than they like Omen. I've never once looked at an Omen product and gone, heck yeah, dude, let me get that Omen. Yo, you want to buy that Omen? Let's go, baby. No, you know, like HyperX, I have like two HyperX headsets in the house, right? I think HyperX is good. They make a really good product. I like them a lot. A homie from HyperX hit me up and asked me for a discount code. And I said, yeah, man, because you guys are cool. I was going to say, you know, yeah, I don't think the HP Omen brand is strong enough. I think HP has a lot of clout. I don't know what that's going to look like. Thoughts on WandaVision? Haven't seen it. Don't spoil it for me. I'm batching up a couple episodes together so I can watch them all at once. Falcon Winter Soldier series is going to be more lit. I don't know, dude. I mean, it'll just be like a regular action show, you know, but WandaVision's got that whole crazy stuff going. Like I know a little bit about it, right? It's got some of that like background, cool, you know, the multiverse stuff going on. Is NZXT an acronym? Yes. NZXT stands for, don't tell anybody. Okay. Just you and me. Everyone stop listening right now. I'm going to tell Big One Jake what NZXT stands for. Ready? It stands for NZXT. They didn't sell RAM business though. They didn't. Oh, that's interesting. So I guess RAM is staying under Kingston, huh? That's really interesting. That's a really weird way of doing it. I guess it makes sense. If I was Kingston, I wouldn't want to sell Kingston, right? I wouldn't want to sell my RAM business. RAM is still a hot commodity. Will there ever be compatibility with Razer Chroma? Imagine a case synced with a Razer keyboard and mouse. That'd be very cool. I don't know what the plans are for that. I think we asked Jeff once about that, and he said that would be a really cool thing to do. But I'm sure it wouldn't be easy, right? I'm sure the APIs are different and making them work together would be really wonky. But we'll see. Gamers only want one thing, and there's a program that syncs all RGB, proving wrong. That's true. But here's the thing though, right? Who decides what program syncs all RGB, right? Maybe myself, I'm not a fan of Razer Chroma. Maybe I'm more of a fan of Corsair IQ, right? Maybe I'm a fan of whatever the other brands have. I don't know. I only know IQ and I only know Chroma. I don't know the other brands. But yeah. Internet dipped. I'm good. I'm chilling. Let's see here. I'm scrolling through. People have a lot of questions. Hard to answer on DMs. Check other chats are pinned here. RAM will always be needed. Yeah. No one cares about you. Turn this off. That's fine. That's cool. You know, that's just your, it's like your thoughts, man. See you later though. Someone got their fifis hurt. It's okay. It happens. You know, it's the internet. That's literally my job every day is to look at people talking about us on the internet, right? No matter where they're at, whether they're on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, Reddit, Discord, doesn't bother me at all. I'm used to the haters. Just let it roll off my back. Let's see here. Let's continue on. What time? Damn, we're already 46 minutes in, huh? Macs don't have cam. Yeah, Macs don't have cam right now. Yes, I am using a Mac. I'm using a MacBook Pro to stream this and to talk to you guys and to produce the podcast. It makes it really easy, actually. Macs are nice. Macs for multitasking is great. That three-finger gesture swipe is like, woo, super nice. And yes, there is an NZXT Minecraft community server. It is ran by Minicuddle. It's also in their gaming chat or gaming channel. Google said it means NZXT. Yep, I said it means NZXT. Let's see here. Tune. Using an M1 Mac? No, it's an Intel Mac. I don't know what's on this one though. Can I find out? Let me see. We go to System Preferences. It's gonna do this live on the air right now. What does this Mac have? I don't want to install a new update. For Big Sur, thank you very much, Apple. Where do I find it here? You use a computer for the entirety of your life and you get one Mac and now you don't know how to use a computer anymore. Keyboard, software, I know where it is. Apple logo, about this Mac. There we go. This one's using a... doesn't tell me. It's just this Core i7. It's the 2019 16-inch model. I don't think about Max. It's a good computer, though. It's cool. It works well. I like it. RGB without a controller is literally just four positive leads and colored LEDs on the ground. Yeah, pretty much, you know? That's why that extra pin that we have isn't just to, you know, make sure people don't plug it into the places that they're not supposed to, right? It's also so that we can, you know, address like each individual LED with our products and sync them up with our other products, and also to provide information to Cam about what's going on with that the LED strip or the fan or, you know, whatever else we have in there, the Kraken. You know, so it's there for a reason. And I think that's part of the problem, right? Is that not every RGB, you know, product is created or designed the same. So I'm sure there's a lot. Let's see what else you got here. This is feeling like another Instagram live. What mic do I use? I use the Elgato Wave 3. And I'm running it through Audacity. Audition. I used to use Audacity back in the day. That was a good program. For podcasting, nothing's better. What do you think of futures of Apple Silicon Macs? Will you get one anytime soon? No. This one was provided to me from work. So, yeah, I'm chilling. Audition, cool Edit Pro before Adobe bought it. Nice. How much difference does $3,000 with $3,600 RAM speed make? That is a question for someone much smarter than me. I always buy the fastest RAM that is available for my board. but I think the differences in speed, yeah, it's really dependent on your workload, right? If you're just opening like documents all day, then not really. If it's for gaming, you know, you might see a bit more of an improvement, but it won't be so like insane that if you don't have the 3600, you're going to have like a really bad gaming experience. let's see here. What languages do you speak and would you like to learn any other ones? I speak full English, a little bit of Spanish, Mexican Spanish, but I'm also living in California. So, you know, it's not that great. Raising Cane's, Popeyes, or KFC? In this order, Raising Cane's, Popeyes, and KFC. KFC is delicious, but it makes my stomach hurt a lot. I don't know what they put in that chicken. It's way too juicy. It feels almost criminal. Favorite movie? Don't have one. There's just too many good ones. How long does it take to make / design a new product? That is a loaded question. That depends, man. That really depends. As long as it needs to for it to be good. Let's see here. Pizza or burger? Yes. I like burgers more. I like a really good juicy burger. Like my favorite burger is Five Guys. Five Guys is lit. Their fries are immaculate. Second close is In-N-Out. People like to say, oh, In-N-Out isn't that great. It's overblown. It's a good burger, man. And it's cheap. I don't know, the next step up would be like a gourmet burger from like a gourmet place, right? Thick crust or thin crust kind of guy. That depends. If your crust isn't good to begin with, it doesn't matter how thin or thick it is. It's all it is. Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Five Guys is expensive as heck. They charge way too much for that burger just to wrap it in foil. yeah, way too much. When will you give my idea of multi-zoned RGB extended mouse pad to the dev team? We already did. They said that the technology does not exist. It's impossible. Let's see here. Chick-fil-A is God and they believe in it. Chick-fil-A is delicious. It's very good. Chick-fil-A is for sure like above. That spicy chicken, that spicy deluxe is so good. It's just way too good. That's where we're at here on time. Wow, this hour really flew by. Oh, man. I've been sitting here talking to you guys. This is insane. Oh, boy. All right, buddy. Thanks. Bye. Thanks for joining us. Geez, this is crazy. So let's do some community roundup stuff real quick before we talk about anything else to make sure I don't forget. Then I'll answer a couple more questions, and then I'll bounce because it's a long night, and I got some waifus to play. Playing the Arknights. Let's do it. Let's see here. Let's get some cool background music for this. I'll do something neat. Okay. I got this. That's not it. That's not it at all. No. Is it Nujibus? Sneak Chamber. Here we go. All right, everybody. Time for the community roundup. All right. Number one, Poochie's pick. It's coming soon. If you guys haven't already submitted your suggestions for Poochie's pick for the community on Discord, please do so. It's the 25th of February when you have a little bit of time left. For those who don't know what Poochie's pick is, Poochie's pick is a community program designed, crafted by the one and only Bea Peach, and its purpose is to highlight community members, where the community themselves votes on who they think should be the Poochie's pick. And this is based on how nice they are, how helpful they are, how welcoming they are people in the community. Very important. Please check it out. Please participate. I think it's limited to certain people who can do the voting on it, but the community votes, and I think it's awesome. What does Poochie's pick get? They get a t-shirt, they get stickers, they get a Steam gift card, they get a role in the server, they can change their name, they can be a DJ in the server and play music. It's awesome. You gotta do it. Go be a Poochie's pick. Go be nice. If you wanna know how to be a Poochie's pick, go ask one of the past Poochie's picks how they did it, and they'll give you all the secrets, all the juicy details of how they got there. Next, Poochie's Pals. Sign up for Poochie's Pals. It is another community program that is designed to welcome people and be nice and be cool, and it's everywhere on the server. So wherever you want to be, you can be nice, be Poochie's Pal. For more information, check the pins. Welcoming, guiding, Poochie's Pals is a program to foster welcoming and guiding environment for all server members, both new and old. Poochie's Pals are known to be community members who are recognized for their positive behavior and attitude towards the community. All right, that's that. Poochie's Professors. We got a lot of Poochie PP names up in here. Poochie's Professors is a new way for a community to get involved in fostering community with a hardware twist. Poochie's Professors are also specifically trained community members who will be recognized as some of the best in our hardware and support channels. So, does this mean I have to know every single thing about hardware to be a Poochie's Professor? No, it doesn't. It means that you can specifically choose which channels you think you'd be best at. Hardware, peripheral, software, streaming, and support. And if you're a cam enthusiast, as they say over in the UK, cam as well, you don't have to be the best of the best, right? But the idea is that we want to remove some of the toxicity of being in a hardware-centered channel in a Discord server and make it a more positive experience. What does that mean? That means someone comes in and goes, yo, I just got a computer with this case. Your first instinct isn't to go, bruh, that case sucks. No, your first instinct is to go, hey, that's a really cool computer. How do you like it? How are your temps? Are you happy with it? And that's when you start offering your advice, right? The music ended. Okay, well, whatever. Not unsolicited, always solicited, right? We're here to be helpful and friendly and offer a kind hand to everybody, right? We want to be nice to everybody. That's the plan. That's the goal. Okay, what's next? Just start this music up again. Why not? I was getting hyped up. Okay. Next, you have a lot here. We are looking for moderators for our community. Again, we're looking for moderators for our community. So if you want to help moderate the NZXT Club Discord server, please apply. The application is in the pinned messages in the podcast channel, and Keo Small will probably slap it in there too. There we go. So what are we looking for? We're looking for people who can help foster a community, who are leaders, born leaders, right? And it can be any role. You can be a newbie or you could be a champion. We prefer you've been in the server for a little bit, because how the heck could you lead and moderate a community if you don't know it, right? So if you just come in first day and go, I want to be a mod, we're going to go, okay, no. But if you hang out for a little bit, you're cool. We, you know, see where you're at. We see how you interact with other people. That's going to give you a much better idea, right? What's the font of the NZXT logo? NZXT. We made our own font. No, we didn't. I forget what it's called. Yeah, so go apply. Specifically, we're looking for people who are in the European, Asian time zones. We want everybody, right? We want everybody who's good. If you're good, you're good, right? But there is a need for people on that side. Second to lastly, congratulations to Cleon and congratulations to Captain Attila for joining our trainees program. They are moderators in training. Wish them good luck. Hopefully they're good boys, they're good peoples, and they, you know, want to, you know, they do a good job, and we graduate them. We'll see what happens, right? So thumbs up. Hold on to them, right? Twitch mod? Not Twitch mod. We don't really need Twitch mods. We got auto mod for Twitch mod. Twitch is whatever. It's much harder to moderate a Discord community, hands down. And shout outs to the event team. Thank you to them for helping out with pinning. iMonsta, Hyper, I forget who, I don't know who else was pinning. I've really been scrolling up, but thank you very much. You make this podcast so a little bit easier for me. A real big help, so I really appreciate it. Thanks for everything you do. And one final announcement. We are currently running a F1. That's like the racing. Vroom, vroom. Hold up. Actually, let me do this. I got one more announcement. I want to put some music to it. This is too quiet. Too quiet for me. I'm going to bump it up. Ladies and gentlemen, people of all ages, no matter who you are, where you're from, I have one question for you. Do you like to race? Do you want to go fast? Is there oil coursing through your veins? If that's the case, go see a doctor. But it's too loud for me. Now I can't listen. I can't hear myself talk. Okay. We are running a F1 2020 Racing League ran by Tippa in the server. What is F1 2020? F1 2020 is the official F1 racing game and is available on Steam. Races are scheduled on a weekly basis with qualifiers. Everyone is welcome and is able to join at any time. How to join? Check out the Discord server. Go to the announcements. It used to be on Sundays, but I think we're swapping the race days to Saturdays. Ask Tippa. I don't really know the details. I don't pay attention. That'll do. We're going fast. We're multi-track drifting in this community here. We're going super fast. Okay, now this is going to be like a DMCA notice in the making. Okay, I think that's it. Anything else? Trying to think. Tried to mod the dude's Discord and it was a pain. They're all at 12 exactly. Do you like to go fast? all right, I think that's it. Can't think of anything else. Where are we at on time here? Ooh, we're a minute late. I'm gonna get my butt kicked. No, that's not true. Okay, let's give me a good song here to go out with this. Is it Nicky Flowers? Is the one that I like? All right, people. Thank you very much for joining us. Thank you to everybody who tuned in on both Twitch and Discord. We'll be beefing up the Twitch, making it a little bit nicer. B's already got ideas. We're going to implement them because they're smart and they make sense. Remember to tune in next week live at 10 a.m. Pacific Standard Time on the official NZXT Discord server and I guess Twitch now, and follow at NZXT on all relevant and irrelevant social media. Don't forget to send an email. Oh, hold up. Sorry, I just yelled. Oh my God, emails. I have an email. I saw an email that came in the other day. I'm going to read it live. Be quiet, Nikki Flowers. I have an email to read. All right, here we go. Hi, thank you for your time. We are looking to sell the following RTX 3090 GPU. Do you have any interest? Okay, no, never mind. Hold up. I got another one. Power. Okay, here we go. This is a Clubcast email. Dear partners and friends, greetings from OK Technology, the catalog of power adapters. Okay, I mean, this is a spam email. Good day. The Echo from Liu Electronic. We mainly doing notebook. And I mean, this is another spam email. Hold up. Okay. Oh, here we go. What's up, NZXT Club? My name is Sherry, and I personally prefer to search by going using my SoundCloud because I get interested for everything. Therefore, a short time ago, I heard your music from your account, and it's truly unique. Okay, I mean, this is another spam email. Here we go. Hi. How does someone join the podcast? I'm struggling to figure it out on my phone. All right. So this is what you do. To listen to the podcast, you do it one of two ways. You can now listen live on twitch.tv/NZXT, or you can go to discord.gg/NZXT and follow from there. And we do the podcast live every Thursday at 10 a.m. Pacific Standard Time on the official NZXT Discord server. Another link you also hit up to is discordhomies.com. We still own that domain. Don't ask me why, but we do. Anyway, if you want to send an email and ask us a question off the air, please do so at clubcast@nzxt.com. That is clubcast@nzxt.com. Thank you very much. And don't forget to listen to previous episodes on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, and SoundCloud. And I guess the VOD on Twitch too is a thing, right? You can VOD it up on Twitch. Also, please leave us a positive review on your platform of choice if you like what you hear, but do it especially if you don't. We'll be announcing the winners for the giveaway in the Discord channel, on the podcast Discord channel, so check it out. Thank you very much, guys. Folks, that's more friendly, right? Folks makes more sense. What's a better gender neutral word than guys? I don't use guys in a gendered way, but I know it can feel that way. So you guys tell me what is a better word to use than guys. It's stuck in my head. Listen, I'm old. Okay. This is all new to me. I'm learning. Specimens. Sounds good. I like homies. Homies looks good. All right, homies. I'll see you next time. We'll see you next time. We'll be back. We have a very, very special show planned for next week. Please check it out. I'm actually really, really excited for it. It's the first time we're doing something like this. And I think it's going to be really cool. And I don't want to give any info away. So yeah, you don't know why people think about that stuff? Because it's important. Because we want to be inclusive to all people, no matter who they are, where they come from, who they identify as, or what they identify as. Who? What? I don't know. One of those words is the right word. Words are hard for me right now. And yeah, pretty much. You know, we want to create a fun, open, friendly, and inclusive environment. I can't believe I ran the song through. Oh my lord. All right. Now for reals. Exactly. Yeah, you know, I'll just say gamers. Gamers is gender neutral, right? All right, gamers. Unlike listeners. Because it reminds me of old radio. All right, we're bouncing. Thank you very much. See you next time. Have a great day. Have a great weekend. However you're listening to this podcast, have a great life. Until next time. Bye.